services to seniors and people with disabilities will come to order. We're going to have a couple of work sessions today. And the first work session will be on Senate Bill 1061. We will open the work session. Senate Bill 1061.
Can you describe what we have?
Yes, Senator? Mr. Administrator, would you please walk us through
Senate Bill 1061. Thank you, Chair. You have a packet in front of you with the staff measure summary. What we have is the Dash 9 amendments, which the committee discussed. These do several things, and there is an engrossed version of the bill in your packet. Basically, the Dash 9 amendments do insert the word physical before the word disabilities throughout the bill to just clarify that this is applicable to people with physical disabilities versus developmental disabilities. Per the committee's request, the Dash 9s also delete Section 1 of the bill, and this is the section that mandates the Medicaid increase, and in essence, according to fiscal, is the reason for the bill as currently drafted to go down to Ways and Means. So by deleting that, we've been told we could rescind the referral. And then on page 2, there's just a little bit of added verbiage. On line 33, it does require that when Department of Human Services does some cost projections, that it provides a single point of entry. Part of the plan is to look at a single point of entry for the entire Aging and Disability Services Network. And then at the request of some advocates, it does add another point 11 at the bottom of page 2 to strengthen services and supports for families and other volunteer caregivers. And then on the very last page, it deletes language applicable to when we remove Section 1, we could therefore take out Sections 4, 5, and 6 because they apply to that Section 1. So, Chair, that is the entire Dash 9 amendment.
Okay. Mary Geer, would you come up for just a moment, please? I know that you meticulously looked this over, the amendments, and called our attention to one that I think is okay, but do you have any other comments on this, what we're doing?
Chair Morissette, no. Just want to thank you and the committee and Representative Cowan for your work on this particular issue and appreciate your direction in going forward.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Would it be okay, Mr. Chair, if I asked the Senate President a question?
That would be perfectly. Now, are you referring to our co-senator on this committee or Senate President? Could you step down there, please? No.
Mr. President, we've had testimony and assurances from the agency that with the removal of Section 1, there is no longer a fiscal on this. Which do you think would be appropriate, a motion to rescind or a motion to request the President rescind?
This request. Referral,
huh?
Request.
Okay. I just wanted to... So you're ready for a motion, Mr. Chair?
Ready for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 9 amendment to Senate Bill 1061.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 9 amendment to Senate Bill 1061. Discussion. Seeing no discussion, so moved.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1061 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and request that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means be rescinded by the President.
Okay. So moved. Further discussion.
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just want to say for the record, I had a conversation with Dr. Goldberg this morning. We think everything is still on track. The numbers may fluctuate based on the revenue forecast, among other things, but I think we have a fairly high level of assurance now that no money in the rebalance is going to leave the Department of Human Services. And So probably the only minor adjustments would be some of the things they were hoping to do with new money will probably be done inside the rebalance.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Count, would you like to make a statement of any kind?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I maybe should just let the committee know that I've also been in conversation with the industry and am anticipating some kind of a letter sort of indicating their some of the major corporations' decisions in terms of business planning directions as a result of the work that we're doing, and I think that we will be very pleased with what we hear from them. I was very pleased with the one-on-one conversation that I had. So I think we are going to succeed in increasing access when all is said and done, beyond just maintaining access.
Thank you. And along those lines, we have worked on this bill since the end, well, during the last session. Actually, we've been working on this throughout the interim, and I think the industry has, Jim Carlson and his group have been working very hard, and I think what we've achieved is a call attention to something that is extremely important. And because of that, we have made some significant headway. We have opened some doors to solve this problem. So I'm very pleased with that. Yes.
If I could follow up just very briefly, too. This is a timely action today to get this moving in light of the article in today's Oregonian that highlights the problem and did recognize the fact that many folks in the legislature have been working on it. So it's good that we can bring this package together and address an issue that's been highlighted today.
Very good. Okay. Seeing no further comments, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Bill passes unanimously, and I will carry the bill.
Mr. Chair, I will look forward to having it on the House side. Thank you for your work and your help.
Thank you for your work.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, we will now open the public hearing on Senate Bill 1065. Scott Blad, would you come up, please? Troy, would you like to come up? Yeah, why don't you go walk us through the amendments on 1065.
Thank you, Chair. These are fairly simple amendments in that you have in front of you the dash threes and dash two amendments. The dash twos delete just ORS 192.527 on line 2, and then the dash 2s as well delete all of section 2 on page 3 of the bill. This is the Rural Health Care Clinic Exchange, and at one point testimony indicated that this could have potential confidential problems in terms of programs exchanging health information. The dash three amendments then replace on page 2 of the bill lines 1 through 13, and the Department of Medical Assistance Programs at Department of Human Services, some members who are involved in rural health clinics, including Representative Mueller, who just walked in, and some others discussed some changes to that section. And so you have the dash threes that basically gives rulemaking, it still requires payments, it gives the DHS rulemaking authority to basically kind of form how the payments will be made and how they'll be made. It does still keep in place the dates and timelines by which those payments have to be reconciled to rural health clinics when they don't get paid by the Department of Human Services. With that, I'll also turn it over then to either Representative Mauer or Jim Edge to add anything to that.
Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Jim Edge. I'm the administrator of the Division of Medical Assistance Programs in the Department of Human Services. We're fine with these two amendments. As Mr. Rakobian said, the first dash two amendment removes a somewhat controversial issue about the sharing of protected health information, and the dash three amendment gives us the information we need to do speedier payments, and we feel that that solves the issue that we had discussed before. There is still a fiscal on the bill, but the process is now okay.
Okay. We know that this bill will go to the Ways and Means Committee, but could you discuss the fiscal and the purpose of the...
Chair Morissette, yes. The fiscal has to do with somewhat increased workload. We've identified one staff position for that, and it has to do primarily, this biennium, the larger part of the fiscal is a speed up in the payments causes a little over $500,000 fiscal impact because we would speed up the payments and pay them more quickly so that there would be more payment made this biennium.
Scott Ekblad, would you discuss the rural health clinics on a speed-up of payments this biennium?
Yes, sir. For the record, my name is Scott Ekblad. I'm the director of the Oregon Office of Rural Health. We're very happy with the amendments here. The impact, I believe, that we were striving for will be accomplished, and that is that the cash flow problems that many rural health clinics had been experiencing should be alleviated to a great degree. And I just want to go on record by as saying that I'm very appreciative of the work of Mr. Edge and Representative Maurer to come up with an agreeable solution to this.
Okay. Troy, would you introduce yourself, please?
Troy Sonnen, Office of Rural Health, Chair Morissette, committee members. I'd also like to thank everyone for this opportunity. As you know, I testified earlier that some of our clinics without the change in the wraparound payment system, in particular the clinic in Nissa, will be on the verge of closing. So I think that this solution certainly will help prevent those clinics from closing.
What about the Elgin and Union clinics?
The Elgin and Union Clinic will also benefit from this bill in terms of speeding payment up for those wraparound payments.
Okay.
The Elgin Clinic in particular would be the one that would benefit most because it has the most Oregon Health Plan patients. So certainly would help that clinic a lot.
Now, did one or the other of those actually close?
Both clinics are currently still up and operating. What we're looking at is actually they're changing management organizations in terms of OHSU is going to no longer manage those clinics. So we're helping those communities transition to a community-based model. In other words, for example, the clinic in Elgin is actually looking at forming a health district where they're going to actually tax themselves to maintain primary care. The other piece of that, though, is that you have to have, with small volume in these clinics, everything else has to fall in place. So if you're not getting, you know, payment that you should be getting, it's real hard to run a good business.
Okay. I would appreciate it very much if you would be prepared to go before the Ways and Means Committee with detailed information about the various clinics that are on the brink. I think that would be helpful because it would be nice if we could actually move this bill this time out of Ways and Means. Representative Maurer.
I just a comment, and the detailed information about how many patients would lack access in those communities, Nissa and Elgin, if it didn't. And you know, this is not about a solution 10 years down the road. It doesn't solve overall reimbursement problems. Mm-hmm. But what it does is, it makes no sense for a business to provide a service today and wait a year to get finally paid for that service. Walmart wouldn't tolerate it. The state government doesn't tolerate it when it comes to taxes. And you know, those clinics are on the margin to begin with. And so most of those clinics are on the margin to begin with. So it's a sense of fairness. And I... yesterday I made a comment, I don't know if it was in committee, but Medicaid payment is just one piece. We have a Medicare payment system, that the cost reporting system, where I wait up to 2 years. I am still waiting to get my final payment for services that I paid for in October and November of 06. And I am still waiting for that final payment. And these clinics that are on the margins can't wait that long. They have payroll. And so it is hard to write a business plan with that kind of lag time and reimbursement.
Thank you. We'll expect to see you before the Ways and Means Committee as well, Mr. Representative Maurer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in work session. We are in work session.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash 2 amendment, Senate Bill 1065.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 1065. Discussion? Seeing none, so moved.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3 amendment to the Senate Bill 1065.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 3 amendments to 1065. Discussion? Seeing none, so moved.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1065 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay, Senator Cruz moves that 1065 as amended move to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means prior reference. Okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Chair
Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Morissette? Aye. Okay, the bill passes and will be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means before it comes to the Senate floor. And we expect to see it on the Senate floor. Good. Other business before the Senate and the committee? No other business? No other testimony? Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.